feel free to follow suit. As you welcome yourself, as I welcome you to this yoga nidra practice, take your time, grab anything you need, tend to whatever needs tending to, and eventually lay down on your back with all your cozies and really nestle in to a sacred space, to your sacred space. And allow your body to lay and be held in any way that is supportive, comfortable for you today. Lay down in a way that makes sense. And let's breathe in a way that moves you into stillness. Together, let's take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. We're diving right in. Exhale through the mouth. Let it go. Maybe you make some sound on the next one. A roar, if you will. Through the nose. Breathe in fully, deeply. Fill up completely. Through the mouth, maybe you stick out a tongue, let out a roar, really release, sigh it out. Again, through the nose, breathe in, fill up, feel that expansion in belly, out through toes, fingertips, top of head. Through the mouth, make some noise, audible sigh, feel the release. Now notice with this slight, subtle, yet profound shift in your nervous system, really tune in and see, feel what your body needs, what your body is asking for. Little bend in the knees, supports underneath them, scooped pelvis, something under the head, maybe under arms, tail, heels. A blanket on top of you, adjust your clothing, your coverings, any jewelry or glasses, scratch an itch, make a silly face, maybe a few more breaths, some shakes, wiggles, squiggles, or shimmies. Land here. Allow the body to start to rest down, sink down, settle down deeply. If you haven't already, close down the eyes, turn the palms up, arms are away from the body, legs are wide, toes falling naturally open like a book. Release everything. Settle down. Settle in. Be right here. Our practice of yoga nidra begins now. And just tuning into the senses, bringing you into a state of presence. Could you notice smells, aromas, the quality, the temperature of the air as it enters the nose? Maybe it enters and exits a little differently between the right and the left. Notice any vibrations entering in through the ears, near, far, internal, external, and maybe subtle differences between the right and the left. Aware of the mouth, the inner mouth. Any lingering residual tastes? Is there space in the mouth? Could you unhinge the jaw, release tongue, create some space between the teeth? Do certain areas feel more moist than others, dry? Notice what you feel. The mouth, an orb of sensation. And sensing your largest organ, the skin. What is your skin touching the surface below you, surfaces below you? Any props, soft pillows, an eye covering, blankets, clothing? Could you notice your eyelashes, eyebrows, the hair on your skin? Sense the exposed skin in direct contact with the air around you. Noticing different textures, temperatures, fabrics, areas that feel tight or loose, heavy or light, cold or warm, maybe neutral. Just notice. And sensing the eyes falling down and back in their sockets. Defurrow of brow, smoothing of forehead, the eyes rest heavy with a quality of softness and ease. Noticing what your eyes are seeing behind closed lids. And as we sink deeper down, finding a quality of stillness in your outer movements, guide yourself, your awareness, your breath down into your chest, your heart. Allow all of your attention into this sacred space behind the chest wall. However you get there is perfect. Simply emerge inside your heart, becoming the one who observes. How does your heart feel in this moment? Weave your breath into the sacredness of your existence, the womb of your heart. You are held and you are free. This is a place of non-judgment, a place of wisdom and love. Here in the heart, can you see, can you sense a sparkle? Can you feel a warmth of light, the energy here? And the presence of this light in and around the heart illuminates a blessing, something called metta, if you've heard that before, loving kindness. Allow the elevation of metta, of gratitude, to lift you into complete presence. Can you open the heart and open to the timelessness, the healing of pure presence? With this illumination of the heart, listen now for the whisper of a very sacred vow. Your Sankalpa, you got it. It's the feeling of an affirmation deep within you. The essence of your Sankalpa emerges from deep within the womb of your heart, and it manifests eventually into words such as I am, or I embody, right? I am love. I embody peace. I trust in life. however your Sankalpa arises is perfect. When you're ready, repeat your sacred vow to yourself. Feel it in your whole heart, your whole body, even beyond the organ of the skin. 3 times. Now from your heart space, this essence travels and transcends up into the space between your eyebrows. Eyebrow center, Ajna chakra, a portal of infinity. See the sparkle, the warmth of that light. Here, in this vast, wise space, sparkle of light, eyebrow center, awakening consciousness. Now feel that. And with a light concentration, illuminate and send this light to the center of your forehead. And down to the space at the front of the neck, the right shoulder, right elbow, right wrist, right thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, right small finger, right wrist, right elbow, right shoulder, base of the front of the neck, left shoulder, left elbow, left wrist illuminated with light, left thumb, index finger, left middle finger, ring finger, left small finger, left wrist, left elbow, left shoulder, base of the front of the neck, down to the center of the chest, center of chest, left chest, center of the chest, navel, pelvis, right hip, right knee, right ankle, right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe, right ankle, right knee, right hip, pelvis, left hip, left knee, left ankle, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, baby toe, left ankle, left knee, left hip, pelvis, navel, center of the chest, heart space, center of the throat, center of the forehead, third eye center. And feel the whole body all together, whole body awareness, illuminated with the light of consciousness. The whole constellation that is your body shows itself as the canvas in the universe. Notice a pulsation signaling you to give way, to notice an effortless orchestration that is happening. The breath. Can you surrender to the breath's natural flow? It has found its balance, and your awareness wide enough to feel this rhythm deep within, connected to the whole. The body is being breathed. The energy is dancing effortlessly. Sending your awareness to the sole of the left foot. On inhale, breathe up through left foot, leg, left side of pelvis, torso into the third eye center. And as you exhale, breathing down the right side body, down to the right sole of foot. Inhale, right sole up through foot, leg, torso, eyebrow center. Exhale down the left side of the body, out through sole or foot. Inhale, left side, foot to Ajna Chakra, third eye. Exhale, right side, out, right foot. Breathe in this way, a bottomless triangle of breath. In and up one side, down and out the other. Staying here, breathing in and up. And to the other side, breathing down and out. Breathing in this way, that illuminated, sparkling light, paving the way, cleansing, clearing both sides, the whole body, with every breath. And on your next in-breath, breathe up through foot, leg, pelvis, torso, throat to third eye, and land here. Fall down and back into Chidikash, the mental movie screen. see, sense, feel these images as they are named. As a detached observer, let them come, let them go. Your favorite flower, a dripping faucet, lizard tongue, shark tooth, tarp over a camping tent, Halloween ghost, childhood Christmas ornament, the legs of your kitchen table, the taste of cough syrup, a jaguar running through the jungle, birdsong in the early morning, a full moon behind your house, an empty blue glass vase, your left hand, the closest gas station, a cloud of sparkling purple smoke, an upside down swing set, a large, muddy footprint, belly laughter, a flowing river. Allow your awareness and your breath to carry you now, to transport you now into this flowing river. The water is warm and nourishing, and the flow is carrying you ever so gently, like a lazy river, to an opening, and now through a tunnel. Notice what you see, what you feel. You flow with this river. Flow down, spiraling down now through this tunnel, spiraling down, down, down into a sacred cave. You stand up, you get out of the water to look around. There is a lantern there lit to assist you, and two spirit guides. They could be people, animals, any beings of unconditional love. You're safe here. You are protected. And you are free to feel anything. There are three pools inside this cave. You go to the first pool to your left, and you look in. As you look down in this pool, in the reflection, you see something that evokes fear, something that scares you. Allow emotions to emerge in the felt sense of fear. Notice what you see. What are you afraid of? Look at it and feel fully fear. Now, the water's essence transforms into faith, pure faith. And as you now jump into the water, maybe a cannonball or a dive, maybe a belly flop, feel the fear dissolve, transmuted into faith, into a felt sense of faith. How does faith feel within? Fully submerged in faith. and you rise up out of the water, the first pool, and your heart, your intuition, your guides carry you over to the second pool in the middle. This is the pool of judgment. Who or what do you see in the reflection? What other emotions may be arising as you sense into judgment? What do you feel? What do you see? And feel, sense as the water alchemizes into compassion. You jump into the water whichever way you see fit. Allow the feelings of compassion to wash over you, to infuse your whole being with compassion. You rise out of the second middle pool, do a little shake, a little rinse off, and your guides, your intuition, your heart brings you over to the third pool on your right. This is the pool of forgiveness. Who or what is in the reflection of the water? Allow yourself to feel any emotions as they arise. Who or what do you need to forgive? As you are ready, dive, cannonball, belly flop, tiptoe into this pool of forgiveness. Allow the water's purity to bridge the emotions into a felt sense of forgiveness. Notice and feel any other emotions that arise with this cleansing, clearing forgiveness. You step out of the water, the third pool, and there's a waterfall over in the distance with the sunlight casting a spectrum of color, a rainbow. Your guides walk you out of the cave over to the waterfall. And as you stand there in this full, beautiful spectrum of color, the rainbow encircles, encompasses, envelops your whole being. And if there are any thoughts, memories, any fears, any pain, anything you wish to release, you can let them go now. You're one with the flow of the waterfall, emptying, releasing, healing, fully allowing the water to rinse and cleanse it all away. Still basking in the rainbow, the sunlight's radiant warm light beams down onto the crown of your head, illuminating and lighting up the space between the ears and back to the forehead and the eyebrow center, Ajna Chakra, the portal of infinity, eyebrow center, full awareness. And this portal spirals you back up, up, up and up into the waters of your birthright. The colors here are crystalline and so luminous. And you float up here in this luminous buoyancy, this space of freedom, this radiant light and infinite space of the divine. Come into the fullest, most radiant expression of who you are right now. You are protected in your radiance. You are loved. You are now free. As you float here, you hear a whisper. You feel a knowing. Your sacred vow, your sankalpa. Repeat it now 3 times and feel it come alive within every part of you. And feel that sacred essence awaken you back into your body, deepening the breath. Could you slowly bring your hands, if they aren't already, to touch your body? Feel that embrace of self-love. An invitation now to express any prayers to any loved ones, to yourself, to the earth, to the collective. What do you need to express in this moment? Pause here. Feel your loving heart's presence. Your inner wisdom. Feel this connection to yourself. This is your way forward. This is your way through. This is your way back home. So rest here. Be held here and bask right here. In the sparkling light, in the divinity of you. Take as much time as you need with hands at my heart center. I bow to you. The practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, dear friend.